I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Joe Biden has delivered his final address as U.S. President to the U.N. General Assembly. Biden used his wide-ranging address on Tuesday to speak to the need to end the Middle East conflict and highlight U.S. and Western ally support for Kyiv after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The president insisted the U.S. must not retreat from the world.
Our test, is to make sure that the forces holding us together are stronger than those that are pulling us apart. That the principles of partnership that we came here each year to uphold can withstand the challenges.
Biden said despite global conflicts, he remains hopeful for the future. Israel said it killed a top commander with Hezbollah's missile and rocket unit on Tuesday as the Israeli military traded fire with the Lebanese militant group again, and the death toll from a massive Israeli bombing campaign climbed to more than 500 people. Thousands fled from southern Lebanon with the two sides on the brink of all-out war, with hotels quickly booked full or expensive for many families. Those who did not find shelter slept in their cars, in parks, or along the seaside. Tensions between Israel and Hezbollah have steadily escalated over the last 11 months. Hezbollah has been firing rockets, missiles, and drones into northern Israel in solidarity with the Palestinians and its ally Hamas, a fellow Iran-backed militant group in Gaza. Israel has responded with increasingly heavy airstrikes and the targeted killing of Hezbollah commanders while threatening a wider operation. This is VOA News. The U.S. will send Ukraine another $375 million in military aid, officials said on Tuesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The package includes medium-range cluster bombs, rockets, artillery. They will come from Pentagon stocks, which will let them get to Ukraine faster. The package is one of the biggest approved recently and comes as President Biden told the UN General Assembly global support for Kyiv and the fight against Russia must continue.
We cannot let up.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will address the General Assembly a day before coming here to meet with the president, where he's expected to urge the U.S. to let his troops use Western-provided long-range missiles deeper in Russia. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Data shows militant violence is on the rise in West Africa, but with military governments turning their backs on traditional allies, there are fears the region could become a launchpad for global terrorism. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Following coups in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger, juntas there have turned their backs on traditional Western allies and embraced Russia. Those coups were driven in part by frustration at the failure of authorities to tackle militant violence. But despite promises to improve security, the new military regimes and mercenaries from Russia's Wagner Group continue to lose ground. Reuters has analyzed data from the US monitoring group ACLED. It shows that violent events involving groups in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger have almost doubled since 2021. That's an average of 224 attacks a month, compared with 128 in 2021. ACLED's Henian Sabia is an associate analysis coordinator for West Africa.
The fatalities, they are skyrocketing. And if we look at Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger, all these countries are on track this year for it to become the deadliest.
Burkina Faso is perhaps the worst hit of all. About half the country is now beyond government control, the UN has said.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Iran says it believes the remaining workers trapped by an explosion at a coal mine in the country's east have died, bringing the death toll in the disaster to at least 49. A provincial emergency official gave the death toll in a report carried on Tuesday by Iranian state television from the mine in Tabas. Around 70 people had been working when a methane gas leak on Saturday sparked an explosion. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.